Dancer now!
You've just logged on to Dance Hall Now.
Can you hear me now?
Christopher Martin, what's going on, my brother?
Yeah, man, I'm good, man. No respect, thanks for having me, you know?
Yes, indeed. Bigger. How are things down the yard today?
Everything good enough. And today wasn't as hot. Because the week and the weekend was very hot. And like the sun come nearer to Jamaica or something.
It tends to do that down there, you know. After if you've been outside of the island for too long, and when you first touch back, it's like a whole different experience again. Believe me.
True.
And definitely, your music is hot and burning up the place right now. Congratulations on all your success.
Give thanks, man. Give thanks. I owe all of that to all the people who supported my music. You understand? Without them, all of this wouldn't be possible, you know?
Most definitely. So tell us, Chris, how did you get started in the music business initially?
I started straight out of high school, you know. I left high school. When I was in upper six at St. Joseph High School, I entered a competition in Jamaica in 2005 called Digital Rising Stars, which is the equivalent to the American Idol over there in America, you know? But a long story short, I won that competition in 2005, and that's where I got my initial display into the music business. 2006, I recorded my very first original song, and, you know, from there, the people have just been with me and been supporting me up until this day.
What was that first single?
Love Is All We Need. Put a little love in your life. Take a little try and realize love is all we need. Yeah, man, that was the very first song.
Well, tell us a little bit about that, the Digicel Rising Star competition experience, you know. As for the listeners, as he says, it is just like the American Idol kind of competition for Jamaica's rising stars, you know. So what was that experience like, going through that competition and being able to garner such a strong early fan base for yourself?
It was nice, man. It was nice. It was a wonderful experience. Personally, you know, on a competition like that, you're a bigger star as it relates to being known. Everyone knows your face everywhere across the island. You understand? Before you have a hit song for yourself. So you're a TV personality and a TV star before you're a recording star. You know, because they do a lot of covers on the program. You understand? So it shows the fan base that you can handle certain material, you can handle certain songs. And they show the love. You know, so it's just for you to come out of that competition now and the original works that they'll be pleased with, and they should see an amount of love. But during the whole competition, it was fun, man. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, good. Now, in terms of the preparation and grooming, were you always writing your own material prior to that, or you know, basically once you won the competition and then, you know, the career opportunity was there, when, you know, tell us about that in terms of how you compose your music.
Well, I think I started writing my own after the competition. Before the competition, I used to write poems and about a poetry. Understand? So I think it was relatively easy for me. We just changed all the poems into songs. You know, I used the same amount of composition and the same method of writing with the body of the song and finding a hook that is catchy. You know, that's the first part of it. So everyone has their own thing. Some people like to start a song with a hook. Some people like to start a song with a verse and get the story behind it. You know, so everyone has their different way of writing songs.
Okay. Now, and tell the people, you know, who would you say was the artist or the artist that you know, kind of led you to the music business, the one that, you know, that made you say, hey, I want to be a singer and do that just like them?
Well, my father grew me up on a ton of different type of songs. Sam Cooke, Otis Redding, Duke Ellington, Al Green, myself, Albert Soul, and all these. As well as when you're going to talk about Jamaican singers now, you know, you have Garnet Silk, Barry Hammond, so many singers, all the singers from Jamaica who've done it, you know. There are some times in the morning where he'd be in a Western vibe, you know, it's in country and western songs, you know, he'll be listening to the to Kenny Rogers. So every day I have a strong background wearing rich.
Okay. So
a strong background with different varieties of music.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Well, so now, Chris, you know, I have to get down to the serious part of the interview right now, right? Because people already are blowing up in the chat room about the Cheetah's Prayer song. You know, they want to know, is this personal experience, you know, or is this...
At the time when I wrote the song, it wasn't personal, you know? But at some point in time, I go through that.
Right.
You know, before you get serious and committed to one person, and you say this is how you want to live your life, at some point in time you'll be with someone and then, you know?
Right.
The rules.
See?
You know, so at some point in time, someone pray that prayer there.
Right. So, ladies, there you have it. Okay. So he said, once upon a time,
Once upon a time, I would be praying that prayer.
Right.
Upon the time when I wrote this. No.
Right. So now, Chris. So now, tell the people now, you know, because the ladies want to know. So, who is Christopher Martin with? Is he free? Is he able to, you know, mingle? Or
with my music, man.
Yes, with your married to the music.
It's a great answer.
Yeah, I'm married to the music, you know.
Miss
Thank
T-
you.
Miss TKMS says that's a good answer.
It is.
Yeah.
I support that.
All right, that's what it is. So what's next? We got a whole lot of hot singles out right now. The Cool Out Rhythm, The Chill Spot, which is one of my favorite songs right now. It sounds like you're in the studio every day, man.
Yeah, you know, as long as I can reach the studio, I love to be in the studio because that's my creative time, you know? But as it really starts popping off right now, I just today I looked at the finished product for my Chill Spot song. So the video is ready.
Okay.
So by this weekend, it should be premiered on all major stations and all major websites.
Right.
So look out for the Chill Spot video. Secondly, you know, my album is like finished. You know, we just come. Put some little small touches to it and get it ready for the masses.
How many
That's
tracks?
Another thing. 16
Ooh. Tracks. 16 tracks hot off the presses from Christopher Martin, y'all. You heard it right here, live and direct. 16 tracks ready. What's the title of the album? I'm sorry.
It's not the first, not the last.
There you go.
And it's really not my first album, and it's not only my last, you know?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, but we have some singles still are burning the place. We have Dialogue, which is doing very well. As you said, the Cool Out, and the link by your friend, and Love You Forever. The lady is really loving Forever right now.
The Love You Forever, and the Rude Boys is like in the... Exactly. It's a beautiful thing, man. It's a beautiful thing. Tell us about your team. Who are the people you surround yourself with that are helping to, you know, build the name Christopher Martin worldwide?
Well, my team comprises of and a part of Cycron, you know, of my own label, which is Chini Big Son, and also a part of King Yard. My management is King Yard in King with the SS. It's Cyclone, and Chief Dixon and King Yard right now. You know, the bigger brother is Kingston, bigger King, you know, and bigger the team, Chief Dixon, and that's the team there.
Well, Massive, we are talking to Christopher Martin right here on the Dance Hall Now show. He is the next generation of superstar singer coming out of Jamaica, all right? If you're unfamiliar, make sure you get familiar. Keep it locked right here to theflavorradio.com and to the Dance Hall Now show is we're going to keep Christopher Martin in rotation. So if you've been sleeping, if you've been under a rock somewhere, it's time to wake up and get connected. Christopher Martin, tell the people where they can find out more about you, how they can find your music, purchase your music, all right? And if they want to link you for shows or for recordings, how can they get in touch with Christopher Martin?
All right. Well, all major social medias, you understand, Facebook.com/Christopher Martin Music. Follow me on Twitter. Any queries, any questions, you can tweet me at I am Chris Martin.
You understand? I am Chris Martin. That's what it is. Say a quick shout out to all of your fans real quick.
Yeah, man, I just want to say much love goes out to you all. You know, without you, there'd be no Christopher Martin. And I want to say, I love you all so much. Thanks for all the love, thanks for all the support. I continue to give you the music that you've got to love before. And I understand. And just keep supporting the movement. Christopher Martin, I'll be here for you all.
That's what it is. Thank you so much for joining us on the Dance Hall Now show. Like we always tell people, you know, the artists that we always have on the show, it's all about right now. They're hot right now. This is who you need to know about. This is who your music you need to be listening to and following right now. So big up to Christopher Martin every time. Thank you for joining us, my brother. And do remember, anytime you're ready, you're welcome to come on back and just talk to your people, all right?
All right, guys.
All right.
Much love.
There we go. Jumping right inside of the chill spot. I'll tell you, the video is about to drop this weekend. You just heard it from the man himself. This one. Brand new off the presses, y'all. Christopher Martin.
Nothing at all now, got my way. We feel like give up. Throw in the towel and give up. When work doesn't stress me, I'm a girl now, caress me. Yeah, me have a few spots, so when me rally back, and all of my problems, them left me. Someone big up the corner shop, big up my lane, big up my block, big up anywhere you can chill, all a vibe and bill, release your stress and relax, yeah. I'm Mr. Big up the barber shop, big up the ball field where the ball is at, yeah. Just before me go home, at the summer stop, release my mind and relax, I'm a chill spot. Everybody up somewhere, they go and they feel there's no way out. For love and chat, don't forget about all of the struggle them face throughout the day. You are free of a home away from home. Six pack and six are dropping a domino. Sing along then from you know that you are free of your chill spot. That's why me say big up the corner shop, big up my lane, big up my block, big up anywhere you can chill. All the vibe of me, release your stress and relax, yeah.
Indeed, one of my favorite, personal favorite songs right now. Chill spot from the man Christopher Martin, y'all.